This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Everything happens for a reason. You believe that? Do you operate like that? I gotta say, I do. There's certainly times where I will doubt that, but I think there's more times where things just kind of happen in certain orders or certain ways, and you don't always see the reason until later sometimes, and that's like, oh, yeah, that's okay. That is better now. So everything happens for a reason, if that's what you want to believe. In our next story, we hear of someone who goes through a bunch of those things. And some of these things, they don't necessarily immediately stand out as, well, yeah, that's just kind of how that works. But as you continue into it, the path and how life kind of changes for this individual is very interesting in ways that you can't explain, where just everything happens for a reason. Take a listen. My name's Joey from Alabama. What I might share isn't paranormal as it is spiritual, but equally as impacting. I'm a children's minister at a local church, and I believe in God. I'm of the persuasion that spirits that people see are not human, but evil spirits manifesting as human, as I believe that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. However, I do believe in the Holy Spirit that works on behalf of His people. This is a story that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that the supernatural is 100% real. This is my story. In the summer of 2014, I was working at my first church. I'd been there about 13 years. The church attendance began to decline, and I was forced to consider outside work as a supplemental source of income. My son was taking karate, and one of the other karate parents was a manager at a discount store. So I asked him about working part-time for him. He was a manager at Big Lots. So in July, I started working nights part-time. Prior to working, I was putting in applications for other churches. So the first night I started at Big Lots, I received a phone call from a pastor looking for a children's minister. September rolls around. I'm going for an interview with the pastor that called me. My wife and I went and interviewed, and the pastor thought we were going to be his next hire, going as far as showing us available homes near the church. But at the end of September, the church board elected not to hire us. As disappointed as we were, this would be a blessing in disguise. I'm about to share sealed my belief that God is real, and He intervenes daily on behalf of people. In October, our secondary vehicle completely died on us, so my wife and I went to look at a new vehicle. We looked at one of those little German-style cars and almost bought it, but it had just been sold prior to us agreeing to buy it. So we ended up looking at a 2015 Kia Forte. After we bought it, my mother, who had some major health issues, wanted to see the car, so I drove it to her house. She was on oxygen and elected to ride without her oxygen tank. Little did I know that this would be the last time I saw my mother alive. This was on Monday. Tuesday, as I'm working at Big Lots, my dad calls me saying my mom went to the doctor and passed out and hit her head. She isn't waking up. I got off work to go to the hospital. My mother would never wake up. Late Wednesday afternoon, my mom died. Interestingly about her passing, she knew she was about to die. She had scriptures marked and religious books turned to certain pages with highlights that my dad would later find. Prior to her death, I had never heard my dad pray in tongues. He prayed like all hell was breaking loose on him. Going back to what I said earlier, I missed job opportunities. It was a blessing in disguise. Had I gotten that job, I would have been going back and forth to help my dad just after starting a new job. It was not meant to be. I called the pastor and thanked him for obeying God's leading about not hiring me. Fast forward to Christmas of that year, I was working at Big Lots. A family of mine who used to attend my church, who's an attorney, said, "Hey, call me, we'll do lunch." I'll come back to this point in a moment. January 2015, the first Sunday, my wife and I and my six-year-old were on our way to church. A drunk driver slammed into our car while we were sitting in a red light. There was a cooler in our trunk from Christmas. Had that cooler not been back there, the back end of the car would have impacted and impaled my son. Not to mention the little German car we looked at would have never withstood the impact of the wreck. The whole back end of the car was demolished. The guy who hit us was driving under influence, revoked license, swapped vehicle tag, and even tried to hit and run. He had no business being on the road. Because we were in a new car, the car withstood the impact, and God used the car to keep us safe, and he used the wreck to get a guy off the road that had no business driving. Midweek, the following week, I remember the attorney friend for me said to call him. I thought I could use an attorney's opinion after my wreck, so I did call him. Well, he didn't do anything for the wreck, but he did ask if I knew anyone looking for a job. In my mind, I'm thinking that's easier than Big Lots, so I told him I would like an interview. The next Friday following the interview, my current pastor at the time called me in to say that they had to let me go. They just brought a brand new car, had a three-month no-payment deal, so we hadn't even made our first payment. Now the car was totaled and I was being laid off. We would later find out that our insurance and gap insurance paid the total car in full. We were still without a vehicle, and now I don't have the income that I had when we bought the previous car. During this time, my mother-in-law was in the final stages of cancer. She signed her vehicle over to us, and now we had a car. We had no payment. The wreck wiped out the possibility of the Kia being repossessed since we didn't have the income to meet the demand of the payment. Well, I went to the interview with the attorney. Hired me almost on the spot. He shared the same faith I did, and he knew my heart was in the church ministry, so he prayed with me daily about where God wanted me to be. And I didn't mention previously that because I was working on it, the attorney did an advance directive for my mother-in-law for no charge. In a small way, I think something was telling us, don't worry, I got this. My father, who was now in bad health, came with me to a visit to the church where I went to school as a teen. The principal remembered me and asked me to come meet him for lunch one day. He knew my background in children's ministry and he offered me a position at the school. And prior to being hired at the school, the attorney did similar for my dad that he did for my mother-in-law. Because I was the one working on it, he did a simple will for my dad and an advanced directive, free of charge. I think someone knew everything I needed before I even needed it. I could not have planned it to work out any better than how it worked out. I hope that this story is an encouragement to any who may be struggling with believing in the supernatural.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.